Welcome to Looking Back at Gawler's History through the Pages of the Bunyip for Wednesday the 27th of August. And I'm here down in the Gawler Culture and Heritage Centre under the Gawler Civic Centre with Kay. Hi, Kay.
Hi, Jeanette. Nice to be back.
It is. We've got Les and Jill in the background and Julie all working away. So, and the ghost occasionally
and the ghost,
making
yes.
its contribution. So I'll kick off with 150 years ago. Cap sizes. The quietude of our main street was somewhat disturbed on Saturday afternoon by the excitement consequence on two capsizes. The first of these was Mr. Harris's spring cart, which capsized opposite Greats's. The boy was in the trap at the time, but fortunately was not hurt by his summary ejectment. Shortly after this, a horse, which was harnessed to a trap belonging to Mr. Dan O'Brien, made tracks for the street, where it endeavoured by means of the most elaborate buck jumping to get rid of the vehicle.
Oh, yeah. It can do a lot of damage.
Oh, yes. And people think cars are dangerous.
Road fatalities only changed mode of transport. It didn't change.
I'd actually love to. I don't know if any study has been done comparing road.
I think studies have been done,
and I think they'd be much higher with horse and car than that.
I don't think they were any much difference. But horses, of course, are horses, of course. so unpredictable, and yes.
They have a mind of their own.
Oh, yeah, very much so.
Yes.
100 years ago, Bingles and bowlerised. There has been a rush on the once despised bowler hats in Gawler, and two Murray Street drapery firms have been bought out of their supplies by aspiring youths. The reason is not a sudden whim of fashion, for the average Australian is too careless a beggar to trouble much in this direction, but due to the caprice of the Knuts, K-N-U-T-S, who are out to cause sensation. Should that be the Nuts? Knuts? Who are out to cause a sensation. That
Hollywood,
story just does not make much sense to me, but never mind. Moving on.
Okay. A Hollywood-inspired fashion fad.
I'm guessing. Bowlerise, Sally.
Yeah.
No, that was 100 years ago. I was thinking cabaret, but that was only...
Yes.
That must be getting towards 50.
That was fairly early, wasn't it? That was
Wasn't
cabaret the first... There was an original version, I think.
Oh, was there?
The one with...
100 years ago. That'd be 1920s.
There was an early... Oh, maybe not.
Charlie Chaplin,
of course. Yes.
Was that 1920s?
Yes.
Was he post... Abbott and Costello were later...
Mm.
It'd have to be some American influence.
Yes, I'd say so. I think Chaplin really came to the fore in the 20s. Well, he was silent originally. While you're looking, Kay's looking that up, so I'll carry on with 50 years ago while we find out a little bit more about Hollywood history. So, 12,000 enjoy a day at the show. With a crowd estimated at 12,000 and record gate takings of about 4,000, officials of the Gawler AH&F Society, Agricultural, Horticultural and Floricultural Society was delighted with the success of Saturday's 119th Gawler Show. Rain early Saturday morning was followed by warm, sunny weather, which no doubt played a big part in attracting about 2,000 more than the previous year.
Wow.
We got lucky this year.
Yeah, the weather was beautiful.
It was perfect.
Not too hot, not too cold, not too sunny, not windy.
Yep.
It was just really lovely
beautiful days at the show.
Yep.
And nice, just sitting, like we were just sitting up in front of the marquee. We had a bit of shade and it was just ideal.
What was the marquee for?
We run a silent disco.
So
it's the second year we've done it.
Yes.
We were asked. Or Lisa did it last year, was asked to do it last year as a favour to her sister who's on the show committee.
Uh-huh.
And she approached GBA and we said we'd help out, we'd be happy to do it. It's a good community, contribution in a way. So, and it went well last year, so we did it again this year. It's exhausting. It's a very exhausting weekend.
Yeah.
But because it's free, people can just come in and It's just a nice community vibe.
Yeah. I
think it's just really nice.
Oh, lovely. Yeah.
Yeah, it is. But it's exhausting. So.
Days at Gawler Show are exhausting.
Yes.
25 years ago, and we're still back on Gawler Show with 35,000 at show. More than 35,000 people attended the Gawler Show this year, breaking all previous records and setting a new standard of excellence for the show's organisers. In fact, show president Mr. Dean Knoll said the special night show held in celebration of the new millennium was so successful that another one is tipped for next year. And then there's a photograph of Miss Gawler Showgirl, Jane White, with the runners-up, Sue Carlton and Chris Lucas. And they were sashed by last year's winner, Barbara Bain. And don't they all look young and happy and fresh and bright? And 25 years ago, I wonder what has brought to their lives.
Mm. Well, 25 years ago, we would have been at the show with Angus and Patrick.
I don't remember whether we... Oh, the ghost is really hurling now.
It is, yeah.
That's not the right word. Hailing. Howling.
Howling.
Howling. Howling.
Howling. So, 10 years ago, SES plans for Gawler. Gawler has been earmarked for a new state emergency service unit in the next decade following a planned relocation of the Edinburgh headquarters to Salisbury Heights. Development approval is currently being sought for plans to build a new station at the corner of Main North Road and Grove Ray, with the Edinburgh unit anticipating a move next year. I believe that's just about completed. They're closing in on completion of that.
Is that whereabouts is that? Down in
Grove Way. Oh, no, that would be the big one. I'm confused by that because it's the same Gawler, but then they're talking Grove Way and Main North Road, which is a very long way from Gawler.
It is a long way. And they're so referring to the ambulance station. Where's the SES?
Well, that SES.
Are they up? The ambulance station now is at the bottom end of Murray Street.
Yes,
but they are moving out to the new one at Williston. Mm. But I don't know where the SES is.
No.
Anyway, well, that's it.
Okay, until next week.
For all lights.